Hello and welcome to this edition of Friday Word of Mouth News. My name is Susie Alvarez, and tonight we have a packed show. We have the members of the No One Is Illegal radio crew in the house, as well as OCAP Radio. So we are going to dive right into the show. We're going to start with headlines, but shortly after headlines, we're going to be coming back with a story featuring Israeli Apartheid Week, No One Is Illegal. We'll be interviewing Salma Al-Atassi, who represents the Students Against Israeli Apartheid. She's here in the studio, and we will have that for you in a very, very brief while. And then at 6:30, we give the mics over to OCAP Radio. And Kelly are here as well, and they're going to be sharing with us updates, news, and views on the ongoing struggle against poverty in this province. But as I said before, we have headlines, and headlines come to us thanks in part to a variety of sources. We are opening tonight with news from Iraq, where voting in parliamentary elections opened yesterday. Iraqis are voting for a new four-year government that will be in place as the U.S. is scheduled to complete the withdrawal of its remaining troops by the end of 2011. At least 14 people have been killed and nearly 60 wounded in a string of attacks in Baghdad on the first day of early voting yesterday. Suicide bombers attacked two different polling stations in different areas of the city, and a mortar attack was fired on a crowded market. Strict security measures are being enforced, including restricting travel around the country and banning all civilian vehicles on election day. More than 6,000 candidates are competing for 325 seats in the election. The alliance led by current Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is being challenged by a number of groups, including a coalition that includes Shia cleric Muqtada al-Sadr and an alliance led by the former Prime Minister Iyad Alawi. Meanwhile, voting begins today among Iraqi expatriates in Jordan, Syria, and 14 other countries. The United Nations Refugee Agency estimates that more than 4.2 million Iraqis have fled the country since the 2003 invasion took place. Also in U.S. war news, a new report says nearly one in three people killed by U.S. drone attacks in Pakistan is a civilian. The New America Foundation analyzed 114 drone attacks in which more than 1,200 people died going back to 2004. The report says at least 32% of the victims were civilians, with at least 51 drone attacks under his watch. President Barack Obama has already exceeded the 45 carried out under President George Bush two terms. And we go to Chile, where it was hit by a strong aftershock today, just after a week since Saturday's devastating earthquake that measured 8.8 in the Richter scale. The U.S. Geological Survey said the aftershock had a magnitude of 6.6 and struck just 25 miles off the area of Concepción, which was badly damaged in the initial quake. The Chilean government, meanwhile, has significantly lowered the estimated death toll from over 800 people to around 279. Chilean officials say missing peoples were mistakenly included on the initial list of the dead. The toll could significantly rise again, however, with many people still missing and bodies still uncounted. Chilean president, exiting president, Michelle Bachelet, said Chile suffered an estimated $30 billion in damages and will need at least 3 to 4 years to recover. Bachelet had declared a three-day period of mourning beginning on Sunday. And U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton continues a Latin American tour today with a stop in Honduras. Clinton will meet with Honduran President Porfirio Pepe Lobo, whose election was boycotted by opponents of the coup that overthrew then-President Manuel Zelaya. On Thursday, Clinton urged Latin American countries to normalize ties with Lobo's government and said that the Obama administration has asked Congress to restore full aid to Honduras. Clinton's comments come as a group of nine congressional Democrats have written a letter urging her to, quote, fully investigate reports of severe human rights abuses in Honduras, unquote. The members of Congress say that the U.S. must make it clear that the ongoing intimidation and persecution of activists and dissidents is unacceptable. This week, Human Rights Watch warned attacks on anti-coup activists are increasing, with at least 3 killings and 8 jailings over the past month. And in Mexico, scores of gay couples lined up in Mexico City Thursday as a gay marriage law took effect. In December, city lawmakers voted to include gay and lesbian couples within existing marriage laws, going beyond a previous measure granting them the same marriage rights as straight couples. Mexico City resident Emma Villanueva was among those to line up on Thursday. She said, quote, "This is something we have fought for many years, not only us, but also activists who have fought for equal rights for over 30 years. This has been a day we have been expecting, and we didn't know it will come so soon. We still haven't been able to soak in the happiness, excitement, and everything we feel," unquote. And in Canadian news, the Stephen Harper government, which took a nice over 3-month vacation, has appointed Frank Iacobucci, a former Supreme Court judge, to review whether there will be injurious effects in some Afghan detainee documents were made public. Members of Parliament voted months ago to have the Conservative government release documents pertaining to the handling of Afghan detainees without heavily blacked out redactions. While Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff accepted the appointment of Iacobucci, the NDP's Paul DeWar called the move a stalling tactic. And I think we're going to conclude the headlines with that, and we're just going to go to a quick announcement. Here's a great way to celebrate International Women's Day, which we will be marking tomorrow, Saturday. In the people from the Toronto Women's Bookstore and their allies are inviting you to come out to the Transat Club for music and an art fundraiser to help save the bookstore. You can also contribute by offering your art to the event. Monday, March the 8th. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. The show starts at 8 p.m. As I said, it will take place at the Transat Club, which is located at 292 Brunswick Avenue, Toronto. The cost for this event is $10 to $20. It's a sliding scale. There's advance tickets available at the Toronto Women's Bookstore, which is located at 73 Harbour Street. It's a great performer lineup, including Raging Asian Women, Evelyn Parry, Belladonna, George Hewison, Sarah Marlowe and the program, and Roberta Muller and Nia Dance. There will be raffle prizes, great music, good company, and all for a great cause. And just to conclude on the subject of IWD, make sure to tune in tomorrow here on CKLN 88.1 FM as we go live from the rally. We're going to start our coverage at 10 o'clock in the morning, and then at 10:30 we're going to switch it over to OISE. So make sure to keep it locked on 88.1 FM. So we're going to go to a quick music break, and then we'll be back with No One Is Illegal and their coverage of Israeli Apartheid Week. So stay tuned.